Hello, my name is Williams Hornbuckle Jr. Thank you for watching or listening to our show, Real Answers for Real Issues. Today, we're going to talk about walls. Walls are funny because sometimes walls, the first purpose of walls being built is for protection. You know, when I think about people's lives and I think about when you say or you see people that have a bunch of walls, you can just kind of see it on them like, man, who are you? I see this wall, I see this wall, I see this wall, I see this wall. And they're there either because of hurt, because of pain, insecurity. We're protecting ourselves. And sometimes we build walls from things that is not real. As we have seen so many times lately, that people want to build walls. Walls, walls, walls. And even in our communities, if we go and we live in a lower economic community where all we see is maybe small little inconvenience stores, or we see poverty, or we see pawn shops, or we see things that is not necessarily designed for us to prosper and go forward, we may in our mind build a wall saying, this is all I can be. This is all I can do. If my mama lived in the projects, if my daddy, if we know where he is, if he's been struggling, I'm struggling, my cousins are struggling, everybody I see, everybody I know, we're not living any different. And in our mind, sometimes we can limit ourselves and build a wall on our potential, build a wall on our future, build a wall around our life. And there is so many different walls that we have, from hurt, from pain, from depression, from people, from possibilities of moving forward. We have surrounded ourselves, and we have sometimes kept ourselves captive. And we're now living in a self-made prison. The thing that we were building to protect ourselves is sometimes imprisoning us from opportunities, from success, from relationships, from moving forward in life. And I am trying to wake some people up who may be living in a self-made prison. If your family hasn't succeeded, if your mama hasn't succeeded, grandma, if the neighborhood you live in is not good, you don't see that potential to have what they call the abundant life. What Dr. King said, the dream, having your own home, your own business, being self-sufficient. If you can't even see that or accept that, then maybe you have contained yourself in some type of wall, in some type of prison, and you're living in that thing day to day. So many times we, as African Americans, as different people, and I'm not just trying to pick that out, but sometimes we create our own prisons. Sometimes we create our own walls, and our actions may actually lead us to real prison. And it's a pattern, and it's a vicious cycle. So I want to talk about the issue. The real issue is the walls. And if you know anything about this show, it's called Real Answers for Real Issues. And people are living bound. People are living below their opportunities. And I'm here to tell you, there is a real answer to get out, to explore different things, to further yourself, to further your life, to move forward in your life, your purpose, and to tear down the walls. And the good news, I'm here to tell you the good news about walls. They are not permanent. They can come down. We know so many stories. The Great Wall, China, Berlin Wall, the walls that we build in our own lives, the Wall of Jericho, they all fail. They all came down because they are not permanent. They are a time and a seasonal thing. Your life, the way you are, your prosperity, the way you are wanting to move forward, if you're not, that can be a seasonal thing. They're not having a good relationship, not having the finances, not having the family, not having the love, not having the support, not being sure of yourself, not being sure of your future, being afraid, being fearful, all those walls that have encapsulated you can come down. So you ask me, William, how do they come down? What is going to knock down this in my life? I'm listening. I kind of hear you. I'm kind of not sure. I'm kind of skeptical. What can bring down a wall in my life? Well, I told you, this is real answers for real issues. And I'm holding something in my hand. And this is a Bible. And what I am going to tell you, if you were to read something out of this, if you were to start hearing things out of this book, you may have never read it. You may have one on your coffee table. You may have one in a drawer. If you have a cell phone, I know you have one online, because you just go to Bible Gateway and a Bible will pop up. But if you start doing some of these, oh my gosh, these old things, these old practices, why would I read a Bible? How can a Bible make me free? Well, the truth is, it comes from a different source. Sometimes we may think, okay, this is just a book, but where did it come from? Maybe that's the question we should ask. Who really inspired people to write this book? It's been around for a long time. Why is it still popular? Why has it not been banned? Or it's been tried to be banned. What is the deal with this? Well, the deal with this book is that it came from inspiration of God Himself. And He knew that people would fall short. He knew that people would be confused. He knew that people wouldn't know which way to go. They wouldn't know what to believe. You hear one thing on the news, you hear something else, and they wouldn't know how to build their life. And they can sometimes get misguided, sometimes get encapsulated by different things. But God says, let me give people enough instructions. Let me give people enough encouragement. Let me give people somehow an imaginary sledgehammer to get out of walls, to get out of bondage, to get out of your life. And I am trying to tell you that this word, somehow it came from a different source, came from God. But God says it's alive. How is this alive? It's alive because when it gets inside of people, it changes them. It makes them better. It makes them disciplined. It makes them believe more. It makes them put down bad habits. It makes them take needles out of their arm. It makes them put down the drink. It makes them put down the cell phone. It makes them push back the computers. It makes them treat people right. It makes people talk right. It makes people do right. It makes people know that they were created for something more. They were created for something great. And it produces good fruit in lives. And it knocks down the walls. So, if you not necessarily want to be, if you know you got issues, have you really started picking up this book and reading it and finding out what it says about your life? Because I promise you, everything that you could possibly face, it's in here. And there is a real answer for your real issue. It's real answers for real issues. I'm William Rose Hornbuckle. Thank you for listening. Please tune in again to our podcasts, our TV programs, our Roku, Amazon Fire channel, and get more answers to bring down the walls in your life. Goodbye.